What is the unitive way? Hi, I'm Mike Mason. This is the Immortal Kombat Podcast. The Immortal Kombat Podcast is a podcast arm of Viri Christi. Viri Christi is a Catholic lay apostolate devoted to help men attain the full stature of Christ by growing strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to learn more about our work, you can check us out online at virichristi.com. All right, gentlemen, this is the Intro to Spiritual Theology, episode 23. We are in our sixth and final month of this introduction to spiritual theology, and I hope you guys have gotten as much out of this series as I have. A lot of this material I've been teaching for a long time, but every time I teach it, I just understand it a little bit better, always learning something new. And so I hope you guys have also grown in your knowledge and hopefully in your love of God through this exercise. So, all right, what we're going to talk about this month. This month we'll have five episodes, just like the last 2 months have. In this first one, we're going to talk about the unitive way, just going to introduce what it is, what are some conditions for it. That's what we'll talk about this week. Then what we'll do is we will have four episodes discussing the unitive way more in depth. The first of those four will be on the introduction to the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Then we're going to look at how one perfects the intellect and the will and how one perfects the appetite. Okay. And then finally, we will wrap up with the prayer of the perfect and what our prayer life will develop look like in the unitive way. Just to remind you guys, as I've said in the past, this intro to spiritual theology is to introduce you guys to the various concepts and principles of the spiritual life. And as we do more series in the future, or if you guys are in the habit of listening to other material that we turn out, maybe our Friday podcast and such, it should help you understand the content there better as you work through this. So that's what we're doing. All right, let's go ahead and jump in. What is the nature and end of the unitive way? So what is it and what's it for? Okay, Adolf Tankery, in his Spiritual Life, one of the key texts that we return to often, he says the goal of the unitive way is, quote, none other than than habitual and intimate union with God through Jesus Christ. Now notice first thing, it is habitual. So when you are in the unitive way, you are constantly in loving union with God. It's a habit. It's a habit that's in there with you constantly. This is also an intimate union. This isn't distant. God is not our master. We are not a slave. He's our Father. And when you're in the unitive way, you have intimate union with him. And the way in which we have that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Tankery goes on and says this, to live all together unto God, the living God, the most blessed Trinity dwelling in us, to praise God, to serve him, to revere him, and to love him. This is the aim of the perfect Christian. Guys, the unitive way is what all of us are striving for. Guys, this is the ordinary path of the Christian life. Now, when I said ordinary, I did not say common. So I'm not saying most people walk this path, but it's there for all of us. This is what God wants to do. If we allow God to have his good pleasure, he's going to turn us into a saint. He's going to take us through the three ways in the interior life because this is what he wants. Okay. So I want to let's look at some characteristics and then some conditions for this. So there's four characteristics that Tankery outlines in paragraphs 1292 through 1295 in his book, The Spiritual Life. The first is first characteristic of the unitive way, the soul lives continually in the presence of God. It delights to contemplate him, living in the heart and to walk inwardly with God. Okay. So when you are in the unitive way, your soul is constantly in God's presence. Now, God is always present to us in his power, but is he always present to us in grace? Well, that depends. Are we cooperating with grace or we kick it out? Is God always present to us relationally? Well, we have to respond to the advances of his grace to do that. When you reach the unitive way, you are constantly in loving union in the presence of God. Awesome. Second characteristic, the love of God becomes not only the principal virtue of the soul in the unitive way, but one may say it's only virtue in the sense that all other virtues, which the soul practices, are for so many acts of love. Guys, the greatest gift we have is the love of God infused into our souls. When you're in unitive way, everything becomes about loving God more. Everything. Every other virtue serves this most high, this highest one. Third characteristic, prayer becomes increasingly simple. Reasoning, remember, early in the spiritual life, what are our prayer life like? Lots of feelings and consolations because God's trying to keep us motivated. Lots of reasoning, lots of words. Nothing wrong with praying that way. If that's where you are right now, great. It's beautiful. Keep moving. But as you climb the heights of prayer, prayer is going to become more simple. Now, the best way to explain how this is the case for you guys, especially because you guys are young guys, is think of it like a dating relationship. When you first start dating a girl, let's say the girl you're going to marry someday. When you first date them, there's lots of feelings, lots of emotions, lots of puppy love. When you start falling for them, you're constantly using words to explain it, you know, trying to get words to describe what's going on. As your relationship matures, you get married, you settle into marriage, it becomes like the illuminative way we talked about last month, where now you're starting to will what's good for your wife, starting to, because sometimes the feelings go away a little bit, which is okay, but you're trying to put effort into it. When your marriage fully matures, your wife, her heart and your heart become one. And the way you speak to her becomes very simple and direct. You have this loving, lingering thought of her all the time. That's kind of what prayer is like with God. And that's how the spiritual life works as well. So it's very similar to how a loving, good marriage would mature. Okay. Lastly, a simplification of whole life. Guys, when you reach the unit of way, everything is ordered towards Christ. It becomes simple. Okay. Not easy necessarily. Don't confuse simple and easy. It's simple insofar as everything is constantly ordering. We're using everything to order ourselves to God, everything. Okay. So that's what life's going to look like in the unit of way. Now, what are the conditions to get there? Okay. So let's assume God's working in us and we aspire to get here. Okay. How do we do it? First, there's three conditions. First, great purity of heart. Okay. Great purity of heart. This is not merely reparation for past sins. Okay. So when we commit sins in the past, we need to repair those purgative way. This is not merely detaching ourselves from those things that lead us to sin. Okay. We need to do that too. It's not just, but what this is it starts, you become horrified at deliberate venial sins and you try to give up on anything that resists grace. Okay. So, what's going to happen here, guys, is we're going to completely detach ourselves from all sin, mortal and venial, and every occasion and everything that could possibly bring sin about. And then we're going to remove everything from our lives that gets in the way of us cooperating with God's grace, everything, even good things. That's what great purity of heart is. Okay. Second, great mastery over ourselves. This mastery is acquired by the mortification of the passions. We talked a couple months ago on the irascible and concupiscible appetites, right? Well, we need to mortify those, discipline them. How do you do that? By practicing fasting, by practicing abstinence, abstaining from things. Guys, one of the things I push for a lot is regular exercise, eating well, okay? Because what you're doing when you exercise regularly, when you eat healthy food, you're disciplining the body, okay? You're disciplining the appetites not to eat potato chips and ice cream and cookies all the time, but you're disciplining the body. You're putting the body in order, okay? Guys, this will be good for you spiritually and physically. Also, practicing moral and theological virtues we talked about last month, okay? So mortifying the passions, that's akin to what's going on in the purgative way, and practicing moral and theological virtues, what we talked about last month with the illuminative way. Third thing you gotta do, we need to develop a constant need of thinking of God, of conversing with God all day and attempting to perform every action in the view of pleasing him. We need to get to the point where everything we do is for God, everything. We're completely devoted. We're all in, okay? How do you do this, fellas? Follow the rule. Morning prayers, midday prayers, evening prayers, getting spiritual reading in, trying to get the rosary in. If you don't get the whole rosary, get a decade or two. We want to start conforming everything we're doing to Christ. That's how we're going to grow in sanctity and holiness. This is the pathway, okay? So that's my brief introduction, okay? This month, we're going to look at four topics. Okay. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to introduce you to what those are and how they're related to the virtues. Then we're going to talk about, okay, how do we perfect our intellect and will? And how do we perfect the appetites? Okay. How's that going to take place in the unit of way? And then finally, when these things are being perfected, how is our prayer life going to develop? That's the task for this month, okay, to try to get through that. I think the content's going to be helpful, hopefully encouraging you guys, hopefully inspiring, so that we can all together continue to grow in holiness. So I think we'll leave it there. I hope you guys have a blessed week, and I'll be following up with you probably later this week with our reflection on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So have a blessed week, fellas. Talk to you next time.